All those Democrats who wanted Karl Rove frog-marched out of the White House. Now what'll they do? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Karl Rove, Bush's brain, boy genius, or for some Democrats, the great white whale, has announced he's leaving the White House under his own power at the end of the month. He was the president's chief political advisor, the man who figured out that the way to win an election, despite an unpopular war, is to paint your opponents as weenies.
Conservatives saw the savagery of 9/11 and prepared for war. Liberals saw the savagery of the 9/11 attacks and wanted to prepare indictments and offer therapy and understanding to our attackers.
And even though Rove says he won't be involved in the 2008 campaign, he has taught all the candidates a clear lesson. Americans won't accept a weenie in the White House. And even Democrats know this. That's why Hillary Clinton won't apologize for her Iraq vote. That's why Barack Obama talks about invading Pakistan. As for being a genius, maybe he is. But Karl Rove and all successful political consultants are fundamentally the creation of the voters. Because when the pollsters call us up and ask us what scares us most about the world, we're the ones who sit there for 20 minutes and tell them. They then use those polls to create TV ads that use our own answers to re-scare us, and then they put up candidates who promise to protect us from the stuff we have now been re-scared by. Karl Rove just happened to be particularly good at it.
You know what my favorite presidential quote is? Warren G. Harding, this damn job will kill you.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.